Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? It is free view time for the Lost Zane recordings. Here we go. It was early June 2016. This free view, I'm not going right from the beginning of the show. I'm going to a few segments in when I discovered that there is an organization, I think organized by the one and only Michelle McCormick, that is exclusive to women on the air in Grand Rapids Radio. I think she called it Grow. And which is, I don't know. Listen to it. It's a 10-minute segment. It also comes back later on in the episode when Michelle makes an appearance on the show. If you want the full show, it's on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. On my Patreon, I've got the Lost Zane recordings twice a week. The Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia game, the Insane Asylum, my radio show in Northern Michigan. You hear it before it even hits the air, commercial free. And then, of course, we've got the Patreon bonus podcast Monday through Friday, where it's kind of like an extension of the free one, just no ads. And the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, when I get together with my old radio buddy Ben and do a podcast once a week, all on my Patreon. So I suggest try it just once. 1 month, throw $5 at it for all of the audio, all the archive, and anything new. $10 for the month for all the video, all the audio, and all of the live streams. Okay? If it stinks, then you just cancel it. Write out the month. It doesn't renew. Voila, you're done. If you like it, then sign up for the year, and I'll save you 10% because you're buying it for the year, okay? So what was $60 would be $54. What was $120 will be $108. There you go. That's the math. I rattled that off. I got it down to memory. Okay, enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
He has his own calendar for number of work days without a workplace incident. The Eric Zane Show on WBBL.
But I still wake up. I still see a ghost. Oh, Lord, I'm still not sure what I still.
Okay, we've got some winners in the Allen Bob's Big Bass Photo Contest this week. The adult is
Trent O'Brien from Lansing, who needs to smile. For God's sake, you got a great fish. You're outside on the water. You got a hook in the water. Not in your finger. And you catch an amazing fish, and you can't smile. But he caught a bass at Mitchell Lake, 22 and a half inches, 6.01 pounds. Congrats. The youth winner is Hunter Grover of Saranac. Big smile on young Hunter. He writes, "My name is Hunter Grover, and I am from Saranac, Michigan. I caught my bass in my neighbor's pond." That's all right. Very cool. If you catch one, take a picture. Please smile. Release the bass. Post it to alanbobs.com, ALNBOBS.com, with a contest tab on Alan Bob's Facebook page. Take care of it that way. It could be you getting that prize, a $20 gift certificate. And at the end of the contest, they'll pick a grand prize winner. The adult gets a Lake Michigan charter with Thunder Duck Charter Fishing. The kids winner gets a complete fishing package. And so there you go. AlanBobs.com. If you want to see. In fact, at AlanBobs.com, ALNBOBS.com, my picture is up there with the hook in my finger, which is just hysterical because all these little children, I'm 5 years old, catching fish. Me with a dumb look on my face in the emergency room, blood dripping off my hand and the damn hook in my hand.
Finger. Oh, no.
And everybody's still making fun of me that I couldn't remove it myself. Shut up. You people are driving me up a wall.
Where are you going fishing this weekend?
I don't think I'm going to. I could, but I don't think I'm going to. The learning curve is it's flatline, pretty much. There is no curve to it at all. Up next, in the next segment, we're going to talk about a change to the Michigan law that's going to affect a ton of people, and I think in a good way. But right now, I want to tell you about GROW. What is GROW? GROW stands for Grand Rapids On-Air Women.
That's what they went with? They had a better idea before. I heard it when it was just on the grassroots.
Yeah.
And it was GROW. I don't remember what it stood for, but it was just GROAW. I don't remember how they...
Wait, what is different about yours than mine?
GROW. It was just GROW in the normal way.
Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe they were taking... On air is hyphenated, which is probably good. They should just make it GROW.
Yeah.
Because
on air is one word.
Yeah, I think it's a hyphenated word, is it not? O-N?
Maybe not.
No, you can't go with that. I think you should go, I think it is hyphenated. Well, you could. You could just make it hyphenated for this. So what it is...
So it's only for on air women? So Tyler can't go?
Correct. Tyler cannot go. And what is going on there is Michelle McCormick from WLAV organized basically a get-together, a summit, if you will, of women in broadcasting, both television and radio. And she said every one of them, all of them, are going to be at her house next Thursday.
Oh.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Surely every single one of them.
Well, that's what she said. And I know that, and Laura's going to be there. That is your significant other, yes. your better half.
Is she actually going to go? We'll see.
You thinking she might not? I hope she goes. And,
I kind of do, too.
Yeah. Well, the first words out of my mouth, I go, "Can I come?" And she goes, "Well, no." I go, "Well, why not?" She goes, "You're not a woman." I go, "I know, but I can be feminine if I want to."
Like, you should identify as a woman on Thursday.
Absolutely. It's just like a bathroom.
Exactly.
They're keeping me from...
Picket. Yes. We should picket Protest. Their event. Picket their event.
We can... Okay. We can... Grand Rapids On Air Mem. Men. So that is Grom? Or is there something we can get out of groan? Something we can get... So that we can have it on signs in front of Michelle's house. She's kicking her man out of her house. There'll be no men there. It'll be all on-air women. So like Jackie Green, Michelle the Selms, Rachel from Gravy and Rachel. I wonder if any of the Town Square women will be there, like Jana or...
No idea who that is.
Connie.
No idea who that is.
From Connie and Curtis. Well, they're women, so it doesn't matter if you know who they are. They're the ladies. And
I'm sure they're very good.
I want to go to that. I can just imagine what's going on at the GROW summit. Do you think it's basically just drinking and having a good time and talking about dudes, or are they actually talking about broadcast?
I think they're going to be talking about women's issues.
In broadcast?
In broadcasting, yes.
What do you think some of the issues are? From a man's perspective, Julius, what are the issues of women broadcasters?
Well,
can you think of any?
Truth be told, when Laura told me about this, I was like, are you guys going to have like pillow fights and stuff?
Yeah, she said, sexy?
She said no. Probably not.
Could it? Because there's a lot of attractive Grand Rapids broadcasters. This, I don't know if you know this, is the hottest market for physical appearance. They're all babes. The whole place is loaded with hot chicks.
I guess anything is possible.
Doan, as you sit directly across from GROW member Laura.
I think this conversation might be one of the topics that they're talking about for the women in broadcasting.
About being objectified? Scream at Laura and see if she's going to the GROW meeting. So that we can hear it, dummy.
Are you going to the GROW meeting?
I will be going to the GROW
yes!
meeting.
Yes! Nice!
I'll be at home cleaning up dog poop.
Okay. Man. I said to Michelle, I go, look, what if I served food and dressed up in a tuxedo? Can I serve food at the GROW meeting? I really want to go to this thing. And she said, no, you can't. I go, how about videotape a message or anything? I want to be involved.
Eric Zane, your overlord. Put on the TV.
I light up, I backlight it like the Great Oz.
Yeah.
I'm like, earlier at the hockey games, hello, ladies.
Hello, Grand Rapids women.
Get ready to be underpaid.
Dun, 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 dun.
Kiss those benefits goodbye. Downsizing. Enjoy your hors d'oeuvres.
I don't know if that would fly.
No.
It'd be funny, though.
Probably not. Still. The I don't know how many times they've done it, so the annual meeting of the GROW women.
First annual.
It's never happened before?
It's never happened before. It might
apparently,
never happen again.
Hey, Michelle told me that even Jiha will be coming out of the woodwork. Michelle G... Or what's her name again? Suzanne Jiha.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's...
So what is she going to be doing? Talking about?
Talking about what it's like to get fired. I guess I don't know. I mean, she could provide a lot of insight from a woman's perspective, obviously. So, yeah, I want to be there. The first ever GROW meeting happens. All broadcast women, even the reporters that knock on doors and say we could get no comment. They're all going to be there at this crazy, crazy get down. If there's an airstrike, they'd all be taken out. All the men would really dominate. There'd be no women left.
So there are going to be no women on radio or TV at that time period.
Correct. On that day, it will be a sausage fest from whatever time at night till whatever time it finishes. Night. Yeah. So
they should all have like a big sleepover.
I know it. Absolutely. This could turn into a really hot thing. They need to videotape this.
It's like a really bad start to a porno.
Says you. All right, there's a change in Michigan law that's going to affect how we get around. I'm excited about this, and I shouldn't say it's happening for sure. It's getting closer to happening, and a lot of people really want this. Also, there's an inappropriate math test that's been floating around since like the mid-90s. It's like a thing that is the oldest. It's as old as the internet, basically, and you've all seen it, and it's making the rounds again in a classroom because of a stupid teacher. We'll tell you that story. That's a little bit later at the top of the hour. But the story about the change in Michigan law that could be making life easier for you. That is next from 107.3 WBBL.
Okay, that's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? You can find it at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you don't, that's fine too. Thank you for the time. Till next time on the Lost Zane recordings. See ya.
You know that thing you've always been too scared to go for? It seems like you'll never have the guts. Then a cancer diagnosis. And doing that thing becomes way less scary. I would know. I've always wanted a black belt. And today, the only thing standing in my way is a few wooden boards. It's been a lot of hard work and 5 years since I beat cancer at Ohio Health. Bring it on. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.